This week's Pilch Point with Avram Pilch is proudly powered by PureVPN. The best way to protect your privacy online is with PureVPN. You can hide your online activities, say goodbye to regional restrictions, and improve your streaming quality. Plus, it's available for almost all of your devices. You can get a special price and a 31-day money-back guarantee right now by going to pilchpoint.live/purevpn. All right.
Hey,
Avram.
So
you've got stuff.
I got some stuff. So I wanted to talk about a couple of quick tips that I've been working on to make your life a little bit better. So one thing I'm doing a story on is the right-click menu in Windows 11. Actually, this Windows 10, you can also make similar changes. So let me share my screen for a minute, and we'll talk about a couple of the things that you can do and a couple more that we might want to do. So I have a copy of Windows 11 running in a window here. And by the way, I want to shout out, I saw a video last night where this guy who does like tech support was talking about how even two years after the launch of Windows, nearly 2 years, has it been 2 years, something like that, it's been more than 2 years now, right? Since the launch of Windows 11, a lot of people still dislike it, and there's some simple things in it that people dislike. And one of the things I dislike the most, and I'll show you how to get rid of it, is this right-click menu. Ugh, horrible, horrible. Because you know it doesn't show you everything. You have to go to Show More Options to see all the possible options. And you know, when you're on the desktop by itself or in File Explorer by itself, those might not be that exciting a set of options that you're missing. But the more complex the thing that you're trying to do, the more stuff you're losing, you're missing out on. So, for example, if you look here, this default set does not show me the scan with Microsoft Defender, for example, access. So if I want to do a virus scan by right-clicking something, can't do it. So there's a lot of stuff that's missing, and that is super annoying. Fortunately, there is a fix. So let's talk about the fix, which I already have one article up on, and I'm going to have another that includes it and the other information I'm going to share today. But let's talk about specifically. So first thing is, obviously, you're going to launch your registry editor. If you have, I'll take a step back. If you have never done this before, the registry editor is that part of Windows that allows you to get special access to secret settings. So you launch it by searching for regedit, launching it. It's going to say, do you want to do this? Yes, you want to do it. Then you get here. Let's talk about what you need to change in the registry editor. So in the registry editor, what you need to change is you need to go first to the registry editor to, and I suggest people read the article for this because it's going to be hard to write down. /key/current/user/software/classes/CLSID. Then if it does not exist, which on mine it already does, you need to go to this other key under it, which is braces 86CA. Hard to show. So we're in there, and then so we've created this, and then underneath it you create another registry key. Keys are like folders in the registry. It called INPROC server 32, and then you go into this setting here, which is called default, where it says value not set, and you leave it as a blank. and you hit OK. See, now it's blank. Then you close Registry Editor, and what you can do is you don't actually even have to reboot, but you do have to sign out and sign back in. So I'm going to sign out, I'm going to sign back in, and you're going to hopefully see a difference in my right-click menu. Let's see. Ta-da! So now you see on the right-click menu, it doesn't have that show more options thing. It's the old school menu. That means as many options as you needed on here, see, look at all these options, you are now gonna get, right? So
much room for activities.
So much room for activities. Now, what if you wanted to add something to this menu so that you could always have it there to launch? I have gone ahead and done that by adding a Chrome launcher. So if I right click here, you see the word Chrome there. I put that there and it is going to launch Chrome. How do you do that? It's another registry editor trick. So if I go to the registry editor again and I go to, I'm going to go to another folder. I'm going to go to /key/classes/root/backslash/directory/background/shell. Now you see under here, what I'm going to do is, let's try this for a different program. Just for the heck of it, even though there's plenty of other ways to get to it, why don't we put Notepad or something on here? So I'm going to create a new key here, and whatever you name it is what it's going to appear as on the menu. So I'm going to just call it, I'll name it after myself so that it's obvious I put it there. It's not just regular Notepad, but it'll be Notepad. So I create a key under that, and then I create another key under the name of it, which I'm going to call Command with a capital C. Then I'm going to go into the Command key, and I'm going to open this default here. And this is where I'm going to put the path to my application. So Notepad, we know, is a C:\Windows. System32, actually with a capital S, so I don't know if it matters. And if there's going to be any spaces, you should put quotes. It would be helpful to put quotes around it, because if there's a space in here like program files in the path, then it won't respect it unless the whole thing is in quotes. So let's put this in quotes. So I've done all that. Close this. Now I'm going to log off and log back on. Or you could reboot, but you know, why do it if you don't have to? And it'll be there next time you boot. So now you see here, it says Avram. Ta-da! Open up Notepad. Now, you also should be able to fix it so that it will open something when you click on it. So here, it's not, well, this is the generic menu, right? But you could also go through and start editing for particular file types, what appears in the context menu for those. So here you see Chrome is not on the list when I right-click on a text file. But on the other hand, why would you want it to be there since you are clicking on a text file, right? Those are also available in RegEdit. So what you can do is you can go to something like, you can go to /key/classes/root. Then you can look through this giant list here of file extensions, and you can see how you might modify one of those. So here's txt. This is actually just telling it to open with different product IDs. And here's a whole bunch of other programs that you can work with. I'm still working on the article to sort of show how you could do some of these more advanced things. But what I've just shown you now is how you can get the full menu and then you can add whatever shortcuts you want here. So on your right click, you can launch something that you launch a favorite app. Of course, there's other ways to launch a favorite app with keyboard shortcuts. For those who don't know, if you have an app that you like and it's on your desktop or in your start menu, you can right click on the icon, select properties, and then you can go here to shortcut key, and then you can make it control alt something, right? So control alt C, I could set to be Chrome, hit okay, give it my permission. And now when I hit control alt C on my keyboard, it's no matter where I am, I'm gonna get Chrome. So that's like a couple of different ways of getting shortcuts to add programs. I'm going to actually get a little bit more into my article how you might edit this, a little bit more detail about how you might edit the specific right-click menus for particular file types like TXT. But anyway, what do you think? Is that information you would find useful?
Yeah, for sure. Especially when we get down into the more file type specific stuff. But this, I love the idea of being able to get something into my right click. In particular, I'd love to be able to not have to go to the task bar to open task manager. You know, little things like that.
Oh, task manager? Is there not a shortcut? Isn't that like control escape or something?
Is it?
No.
That just opened the start menu.
It must be. No, that's the start menu. There has to be one for task manager. If there is not, easy enough to create such a thing. What you have to know though, everyone, is you have to know the path, right? So what is the path to the task manager? We can actually find this out a little bit. So if you go to the command prompt, I believe that if you
as a note.
Oh, okay. So now is it task man or task manager? I think it's for the actual executable. You type where and what it is. I'm sure. So for example, with Notepad, if you do where Notepad, it's actually going to show you the locations of it so you can find them. But the more foolproof way is to kind of go through either your start menu and sort of try to find where, you know, some things on your start menu will actually have an open this folder. Otherwise, if it's a program that's installed in your program files folder, you could kind of just is there really Internet Explorer on here? That's not really Internet Explorer, is it? It's just launching Edge and when you hit Internet Explorer, right?
Yeah.
I was distracted by the fact that there's an iExplorer folder.
In fairness, it did launch with Internet Explorer. It was recently retired. It almost looked like old Edge. It's probably now...
This is a fresh install.
Interesting. It may now trigger Edge in IE compatibility mode.
Right. So if I had, this is like a, you know, dummy Windows that I have here because I just installed it into a VM. So I don't have a lot of great stuff in here. But let's say this was real since it actually does launch something. If you get this, you know, if this is your, right, the location and the actual, it's the easiest way to get the whole thing. I guess you copy this plus iExplorer.exe, and that would be your path. So you need to know the path, right? To make the shortcut. That's the thing. You need to know the path. Now, speaking of shortcuts, one more little shortcut I will mention is in the browser itself, and this is for Chrome, but I believe you can also use this. I'm pretty sure you can also use this in, sorry to say, You could also use this in Edge. There are a couple of ways to make it easier to search from the address bar. So one is that I actually have an extension that I made and put up a couple of weeks ago called Search My Site, which you can install. And if you add this to Chrome, what it does is it's pretty straightforward. When you first turn it on, it asks you, like, what site do you want to search, right? So let's just say I want to search tomshardware.com, right? And I save it. Now, every time I'm in the address bar, if I hit S and space, it'll just search Tom's Hardware for me. So, you know, okay, why am I not seeing anything on here? Oh, because I mistyped Tom's Hardware, that's why. So if you type the name of your site correctly, when you put it in, all it really does is it adds site colon to the end of it, but you can do more advanced things with Search My Site if you want to. In the options, you could go in here and you could exclude a domain, right? So let's say, for example, in our case, we want Tom's Hardware, but we don't want the forums, which are forums.tomshardware.com. So now we'll make sure that doesn't show up. What if we only want stuff that has slash news in the URL? We could have that. What if we only want articles that have been, the page has been updated in the last 30 days or 24 hours? That's also an option. So once you do that, and then you do this, it'll automatically add those parameters to your search, right? So anyway, that's an extension for doing it. But let's say you don't like my extension and you want to use a different key other than S. Well, there's another way to do that. You can create a custom search engine. So you can go to Chrome, Settings, Search Engines. You can go here and you can do Add under Site Search. You give your search engine a name, like I'll just do this. You can give it a letter or more than one letter. Here, I'll make it T for Tom's Hardware. And then you just take the same search string that you were using, like, you know, google.com, if it's Google, google.com/search, colon query equal, and then you put percentage S, because that's the search term it's going to stick in there, and then you can do plus site, percentage 3A is the colon symbol, and then the domain, and now we've created it in here, and you'll see that if I type T, now I've created that custom search. So let's say there's three or four sites that you like to search on a regular basis, like maybe you manage them. You can create a shortcut, one key shortcut for each of them, and then you're effectively using Google to search them for you.
Now that's super cool.
So anyway, so that is my spiel. We already have an article about the how to search your site. We already have an article about how to get rid of the option, show more options, to get the full context menu. But early this week, we'll have another article about kind of supercharging your context menu to get more to get options under particular particular file types or under all file types. So check it out. Well, it'll be on tomshardware.com.
That was fascinating, the search stuff, I gotta tell you. I'm definitely gonna be playing around with that. So couple quick, Task MGR is
Task MGR
Task Manager. It's in System 32 as well. Just as a note. And apparently it has a capital T for some reason. But Windows is not case sensitive.
Yeah. Who who knows? I mean, I'm really big on, in case you haven't noticed or anybody, any of our regular watchers and listeners haven't noticed, I'm really big on do whatever you possibly can to save a keystroke. So, yes. Do you need to have something in your right-click menu? No. You could just get it some other way. Do you need to have a quick key to search a particular site? You don't need it, but like I find, I don't know about you, but any site that I work for, whether it's Tom's Hardware Now or other sites I work for in the past with a different CMS, with WordPress, whatever, the internal site search is usually terrible. Mm-hmm. It's usually bad, right? And I don't want to have to go all the way to that site, go to tomshardware.com, click in the search box and search. I just want to get, like, in particular, like, if you work for a website, but this might also be if you, there's a website that you use a lot, but if you're like me, you work for a website, there might be a time where it's like, oh, okay, I need to edit our best CPUs page, but I have to go there to open it. How do I go there? Well, I don't have a photographic memory and I don't have a billion bookmarks. So I'm going to search for best CPUs, Tom's Hardware. But if I have to type, and Google does a pretty good job of indexing individual sites. And the way to get them in Google is to do site colon and the domain. But that's a whole bunch of extra keystrokes every time, depending on the site, depending on the length of your domain, you could be typing like 20 extra keystrokes right there. So, so that's why I came up with the extension, which makes it a little bit easier for folks who don't want to go and make their own custom search engine in the settings. But then also, you know, you can very easily create your own, and you don't have to necessarily use Google. I mean, you could do something similar with Bing or DuckDuckGo
or Brave or any other because third tier
search engines. Because all it's doing is it's following, it's just filling in the blanks of percentage S is whatever you typed into the address bar, and then it's sort of filling that in as a fill in the blank into the URL for the search. So, you know, it's you're putting in advanced search parameters like a site that you're going to, or there are even parameters for how recent, you know, Google has parameters for 24 hours, 1 week, and 30 days since something has been updated. So, so there's that too, if you're really looking for content that's fresh. So anyway, anything to, you know, yes, it might take a minute for you, 5 minutes for you to set up, but once you set it up, that's saving you several keystrokes a million times a day. At least for me it is. So yeah. I'm all about the keyboard shortcuts. I'm all about the putting everything into a shortcut that I possibly can.
Any kind of you know, micro automation like that makes sense. For the Forge, we were talking about some little automations that we can do. And literally, while I was at this conference this week, I was trying to find a particular video of ours. And challenge, right? It, especially on the phone, doing the custom stuff starts to get a little bit more complicated when you're on the phone than when you are on the computer. And I was like, boy, it would be really great if I could easily do this. And here you've shown me how. So,
right.
Thank you on that.
Yeah, I mean, you're welcome. I mean, I'm not sure how you do it with a YouTube channel. If you're doing it through, would you be searching a YouTube channel?
No, just straight to the website. Everything on Plugins Live is indexed.
Well, that makes sense then. You could, there probably is a way to do a YouTube channel as well, because you could make YouTube the search engine. And then there's probably a parameter for channel. So a person probably could do search within a YouTube channel if you wanted to do that. But yeah, if it's on your domain, then that's really easy. Yeah. You can also do multiple domains. So let's say you have three websites that you run and you want to search them all at once. You can use in my extension, you can just put a comma between them and it'll do multiple. or if you're actually programming it in, if you actually you use the word or, I believe it has to be in all caps. So it could be like site:tomshardware.com or site:plugitslive.com, right? So it's so that's the you can also do multiple at once.
Well, that's super cool. I literally have it open in my browser right now because now I'm going to be exploring all of that. So thank you for that. I have your extension pulled up as well. hooray. Thank you, Avram. Shortcuts are near and dear to my heart as well. So definitely appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing the full task or context menu piece go up.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot more to it in that I'm still trying to figure out if it's possible to add custom icons and how you would add a custom icon for those, because I got Chrome to say Chrome, but I would love to have it actually put the Chrome icon next to it. And believe it or not, there's not a lot of great documentation about how to do this stuff, which is, I mean, some of it there is. I mean, how to do the simple things, but there's something like change the icon.
But Microsoft is known for their documentation. Oh, right. But
yes.
Known for it being garbage. I apologize.
Fair enough.
I've been fighting Fair with enough. Microsoft documentation myself this week, so.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, definitely appreciate it. That was a ton of fun and some really interesting stuff. And as always, my friend, I look forward to what we talk about next time.